Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, you open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for this time. We thank you, O Father, for this word that's about to come forth. Father, you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. So, Father, we thank you and we ask that you will prepare our hearts and our minds to receive this word, that the seeds of this word will fall on good ground and produce. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that will be contrary to us producing and focusing solely on you. And Father, we ask that your anointing will flow over this line. And we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And during our once-a-month in-person services on Sunday, you can also tune in to the entire church service live, and that begins on 12:30 during our in-person service. I'll have more details about that. You can also write in a special prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website where you can write in those prayer requests, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, which will be May 8th, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Yes, thank you, Sister Tamara. Yes, the special announcement is that we, like Sister Tamara said, we will be meeting in person this Sunday, which happens to be Mother's Day. But if anyone is in need of any oil, blessed oil, the oil to be blessed, please bring a bottle for yourself of olive oil, just regular plain olive oil, and Pastor Smith will bless your oil. Also, for those of you who are online who are not able to come to the in-person service, prayer lines for that particular day, for Sunday, will be open. So those of you who are not in town or not able to come in, you will be able to get on the prayer line and listen into the service that day. Thank you. God bless.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to share that I know last time I had said that, you know, I had found a house and this and that, beautiful, newly renovated, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. And the owner, you know, I told you that I didn't have the money and stuff. And I told God, you know what, God, let your will be done. If this is your will, then, you know, just make a way where there is no way. So the day after I met her, she, you know, I told her my situation and I don't have all the money, and I was hoping, you know, I was just kind of anyways, she tells me that she had a friend who was a realtor who had somebody in mind that already had all the money and this and that. And I go, oh, then by all means, you know, let them rent it and stuff. And I gave God praise anyways, you know, because I know he'll find me something better. She called me the next day and she said, you know, Maddie, I really liked you. If it comes down to the money, we can work out a payment plan and this and that. So I meet her tomorrow to get my keys. Thank you.
Praise God. God heard prayer. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Hallelujah. Thank God for Tuesday night. I am so grateful. I thank God for a beautiful day today. I thank God for this prayer line, Pastor Smith, because one thing I can be guaranteed that I'm going to hear from God. Last Wednesday night's prayer meeting was exactly my meeting, and right I was getting, while I was in the middle of receiving the word, I had manifestation through a text. I thank God for the ministry in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, sir. I have a testimony. It's something, you know, we've been having, since I've been in this ministry, fasting and prayer has been a really big thing in this particular ministry. And I tell you something, people don't often tell you some of the things that has been manifested in their life, especially if they're not a part of this ministry. But God has a way of allowing you to see the manifestation, that the prayer that we've been able to stand in agreement during the process of fasting and praying. And, you know, just this past week, I've heard so many people give a testimony to me, and I'm like, wait a minute, that was doing a fast like a couple fasts ago, you know, a couple times ago, like last year or whatever. And it manifested last year around that same time right after the fast. And I'm just thanking God for this ministry and for the fast. And so you prayed. We all stood in agreement. You prayed for my friend, her daughter, who was pregnant, and the baby. It wasn't looking good, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, she went in a couple of weeks ago, and they said, oh, by the way, your baby's normal. Everything's fine, looks good, and this is that. Oh, you probably have cancer. I said, girl, your daughter don't have anything wrong with her. She is fine. She's going to come out fine. The baby is fine. It's okay. So all I'm saying is that so many things that we've stood in agreement during fasting and prayer has come from, you know, the prayers of us together as a whole, standing together and praying and fasting for these people. And I just thank God to be able to show me that prayer does work. And he did answer prayer. And just because we don't always get to, you know, those people don't always get to know that we fasted and prayed for them, it doesn't matter. God is so good, and prayer does work and fast work. So I just thank God for this ministry. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Rose, this is Kim. I just like to give thanks to God. And I also wanted to say that Sister Curly's son, the one who had the stroke, he is now trying to walk. At one point they gave him no time that he was, they said that he wasn't going to make it. And now because we're praying for him, he's trying to walk on his own. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for the Word tonight, for this Word, O God, through intercessory prayer and your anointing, will stop the spirit of relapse, because there are so many saints at a point of great deliverance, and Satan is not our friend, and he desires that we relapse. But I thank you for your Word tonight to stop the relapse by faith. In Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 3 through 9. And in that same book, we're going to skip down to verses 22 and 23. That's Matthew 13, verses 3 through 9. And we're going to skip down to verse 22 and 23. Let me get that book. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It was a perfect prayer you prayed, Minister Jerome. And this is the process and the steps of a seed. And it's the principle that works. And these orders cause us to go into a place of achievement. It's a perfect layout by the Spirit of God. And it's a course we all must follow who are believers in order to see growth, to see results, and see the development that God purposed for our lives. It's a formula that's designed by God in His Word, and you have to follow the course in order to stop relapse. And so many try to get around it and don't follow the course, a process, from my orders tonight, so that that God has purpose for you can come into development, can bring life, and you're going to see results. But when we don't follow the course, I'm talking about the process on how our seed is developed, all we see is decline and decrease and no growth. Why? Because the formula that God has given is designed by Him, and the process and the steps work. It's no shortcut. But many try to do shortcuts, and they go into a place where there's a relapse. It's a unfruitfulness. And this is a night that spirit of disorder or relapse is any kind of a setback. We believe the Word of God will stop the decline tonight, because there is an appointment by God for you to do His purpose in the earth. Satan is not our friend, and he wants all of the believers, anyone that belongs to the Lord Jesus, to relapse. That's something Satan is not biased. He don't care about any of us. For so many times, people allow Satan to deceive them, which he does not care about us. So when he deceives you, you're going to relapse. You're going to go around like you in a spinning wheel, and nothing is going to produce. But that's not the will of the Lord. And so this word is so important tonight, because God don't want us to continue to be in a place of setback, disappointment, and things to diminish in our lives if we follow the process, the steps in the order designed by God. And if we do that, it stops any decrease. It stops anything that would desire us to fall backwards. We're going to begin now in Matthew 13, 22, and 23, please.
Okay, and it reads, "He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seeds into the good ground
read 22 down to 23, please.
Okay. 22 and 23, verse 13.
Matthew 13, verses 3 to 9, I'm sorry.
Okay. "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them, but others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who has ears, let him hear.
This is what the Spirit of God is telling us about the seed. It represents a person. It says, so is the seed of the word. He said, it scattered the seed. Some fell among the path that the birds ate up. Some fell on rocky ground. There was little soil. The seed sprout, and some, and then the soil wasn't deep. The sun came, and the seed was burnt, and the young plant roots was not grown deep enough. The plant dried up. Some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked the plant. Some seed fell in good soil, brought forth fruit, produce. Some 100, 60, and 30. And Jesus is concluding, listen if you have ears. So this word is a concerning people, farmers, a seed falling on various kinds of soil, bad, hard, thorny, a rocket. And the seed that fell and produced plants that survived, they thrive. We want to thrive tonight. And this represents a person. And what the Spirit of God said, a good seed, when a person is sowing the seed of the word, takes root, and they grow, and they yield fruit. They don't relapse. But seed that grow to full maturity, they bring forth a plant because they understand the word, the message. And they are committed to the kingdom of God. But the seed that don't produce, don't receive the word, is not committed to Jesus or the kingdom of heaven, that kind of a seed relapses, saints of God. It's a spirit of disorder is on that person. They always slipping and sliding and declining. And always in a place of decrease. Why? Because they're unfruitful. They don't produce. They don't see any kind of results. They're unsuccessful. They're barren. And they're always in a place of depletion, impoverished, empty. And so this word is saying tonight, it's not the will of God that we be crippled or be paralyzed and unprofitable and withering up. But there's so many who go for a while, and they don't get rooted and committed to the Lord. And so they relapse. We see this all the time, saints of God. They don't produce. They relapse. They don't follow the process. And so when you don't follow the orders of the word, remember, there's not no favors people that God has. We all have to follow the process. And many times we get so caught up with what we see on the outside. Remember, the Spirit of God reigns on the just like he does the unjust. And there's many unjust that look prosperous, but they're fruitless because they're not committed to God. They're seeking the things of this world. They're caught up with the cares of this world. They worry about how they can get stuff and things. They're so caught up, they're in a, like a spinning wheel. But on the outside, it appears prosperous. Please mute your phone. On the outside, they appear prosperous. It looks like they're thriving. But the end result, God has no favoritism. It's decrease. It's relapse. It's decline. Everything, like, it's becoming a place where it's not productive. We see this in politics. We see this in people with cooperation. We see this in people that's just so full of the world. They're on the top for a moment. See, the world, love is on. And they look like they're accomplishing and like they're achieving. But it always turns on them, especially these politicians. Just God just exposing them as never before. Because they're many worldly politicians. Can care less about their character. And they hide behind an office, and it looked prosperous, but the Spirit of God, because he has no favoritism, they on slippery slopes, that was anyone that is caught up with the world, they're going to be choked by the thorns of this world system. They're going to get in a place where they're not going to rise up. They're not going to have a harvest. But this is a word tonight for those that is contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of God. You're fighting the good fight of faith tonight. And you're going to follow the process tonight. And you're not going to get caught up with this world and all the things that look glamorous and fool gold that looks and appear like it's really good. For you to get in a place where you stop following the steps. You that are saved, you see this all the time. Sometimes the Lord, he sprinkles on us, saints of God. Especially when you first get saved, he just sprinkles. It's like you're on a honeymoon. He just sprinkles on you. And so many people get caught up. And they think that they can do just what they want to do. They stop following the process, the steps and orders of a sower. They get into a place where they get so comfortable, so laid back. They get in their own steps. They follow their own orders. And they end up declining. They end up in a place where there's no growth. They end up in a place where they no longer produce. They don't rise up. They end up in a place where things don't come out good for them. And they get into a place where they are no longer winners, but losers. Unfruitfulness because not following the process. I'm talking about the steps tonight. The steps for you to win and not lose, to bring forth birth in whatever God has placed you in the earth to do, for you to achieve and get that blessing tonight, for you to yield tonight, that you will not be barren tonight, that you will no longer be crippled. And so this is a word to stop, relax. And you're going to see what happens when we don't follow the process. We're going to go down to 22 and 23, please.
And it reads, he also that receives seeds among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seeds in good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 60, some 100, and some 30.
This is what happened. Two parts. The seeds that fall among the thorns. tongue is those who hear the word, but the cares of this world, the love for riches, the things of this world, choke the word of God, choke the seed, and they don't bear fruit. The devil goes into that place and causes them to relapse. And they come into a place where they decrease, they decline, and they have all kinds of setbacks because they lose those seeds that hear the word and the cares of this world, choke the word of God, the seed, and they don't bear fruit. They become unfruitfulness. But they don't even, sometimes people are in such a whirlwind. See, you don't come unfruitful overnight. It's going to take a minute for that process to happen, just like the process for growth, same with the process for decline. And so many just go on and go on because they think that it's not going to ever happen. God is merciful. He's long-suffering. I'll give you a perfect example how the Holy Spirit spoke that there was a saint that was going to go through so many trials in their home, the spirit of sickness and disease and death. And so the Spirit of God anointed Sister Penny to go and to encourage them. They said, I'm sipping tea. That thing came into that house, brought destruction. The Spirit of God had mercy and stopped death. But that spirit was so laid back. That spirit was so caught up in such a disorder and such a place where they didn't realize they were in a spinning wheel. So the Spirit of God gave them another warning. So you need to be faithful. Because God loves you. That spirit did not listen, as this word say, listen to what I'm saying. Jesus is saying this. And right now, as I speak, the devil set them up to fall, and they're in a nursing home. Why? Because they did not listen. Spirit of God spoke to them. Spirit of God said, listen, I don't want you to decline. I don't want you to decrease. I just want you to follow my formula because I want you to achieve. I want you to see results. But this word is saying, when you don't follow the process, I'm talking about steps tonight, that the spirit of the evil one, Satan, will go into that place with the glamour of this world and choke that seed so it will not produce. Why? It's not because of God. It's because of us. We don't follow the process. We don't follow the orders. We don't follow the principle of the word of God. And we come into a place not immediately. It's a slow relapse. It's a slow setback. It's a slow downfall. It's a slow decline. And he does that to anyone, to my Satan, who don't follow the process and the steps and the order and the principle of God's word. This is God's word. And God's word desires that we produce, that we have a harvest, that we walk into a place of accomplishment, of fulfillment. Because what? He wants us to bring forth birth. Then the 23rd, the seed that's sown in good ground You hear the word, you understand it, you apply it, process. The word of God said they bear fruit. Psalm 60, 130, meaning their lives produce, thanks to God. They receive a harvest. They walk in accomplishment. Things come out good for them. And they see things grow, and they see life in that that God sees that they're following the process. This is so important tonight because there's so many on that place, in that place where God sees your seed. And he sees your process. He sees that you're following the steps. And you're in a place of development. For you at this time in your life to see results. For you to see growth. Because God is preparing such a harvest for you. But to those that skip the process, it's just like baking a cake. You get the flour, you get the butter, the flavor, baking powder. Then you say, you forget to put the sugar in. That's not cake. You have to follow the process of the word of God, every step. If not, you're going to have to, you're going to go backwards. You're going to go into a place where, like that, it's not a cake. It's waste. It's going to be thrown out. It's going to be empty. You're going to be empty. And your life will be paralyzed, meaning unprofitable. Things wither up for you, saints of God. This is real word. In the book of Revelation, he said you have to do your first work over again. Who want to continue having to do things over and over again? But there are some people just live like that all of their lives when they say they're saved. You come to see them going first work over and over and over again. Why? They stop following the steps. They follow the steps for a moment, and then the cares of this world and things around them give them a setback. They get choked. The word get choked out of them. And they begin to slip. And they break down. And before you know, they're back doing the things they used to do. They may no longer follow the steps anymore. What happened? They become unfruitful. Not producing. No results. Barren. They become empty. And it happens so easy, thanks to God, because Satan is a sly fox. He go into a place to cause us to be barren. He don't want anyone to have a harvest. But this is harvest time. I don't care what the world system said. If you are a person of God and you sow good seed, you are in preparation for a harvest because you have followed the steps. And you are a people that God said you're going to walk in success. You're going to achieve because you follow my layout. Saints, it's so important to follow the layout, the principle of the word of God. It's no short step. It's not microwave. It's a process. It takes time for that seed to develop. It have to follow a course. And so many don't see development because they do not follow the course. They put other things ahead of the principle of God. and the word will be choked out of us. Because when you care for the things of this world and not the kingdom of God, there's no success in it. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. That's a promise of God. He said, all things shall add it. Someone read Romans 14:17. You're going to see by the word of God, Romans 14:17.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
That's what the kingdom of God is about. It's not about things and stuff, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What does God do? He empower you. He empower you to follow the steps, saints of God. He empower you not to be feeble, but to follow the step. He don't cripple us, but Satan does. But he empowered his people with his strength when they're seeking the kingdom of God. For it's not meat and drink. What it is. But it's peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. And what does he do? He empower us when we are seeker of the kingdom. And what does that empowerment does? It in order us. It in order us. It order us to follow the process and the steps. He give us strength to follow the process and the steps. We're in the world, but we are not of the world. It's around us all the time in the Spirit of God. Sees it, and he prayed a prayer. Don't take them out, but Father, keep them. And what does he do? The Holy Ghost will keep you. The power of God will keep you, because he don't want you taken out. He wants you to sow seeds. He wants you to sow seeds of righteousness. He wants you to sow seeds that are going to produce. He wants you to sow seeds that are going to bring forth the harvest. He wants you to sow seeds for his purpose. He wants you to sow seeds to build up and not to tear down. He wants you to sow seeds. He wants you to nail it this time, saints of God. It's time to nail it. It's time to finish it. For things to come into completion in your life. But we must follow the process and the steps by the principle of the word of God. Why? Because if it's sown in good grounds, it's going to produce. It's going to bring forth a harvest. It's going to yield. And what happened? The Spirit of God gives us strength. He said, in our time of weakness, his strength is made perfect. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so the things of this world is all around us. So the Spirit of God goes in that place, empower us, give us endurance, because he dwells within us. We're the house that he lives in. So he empowered that individual to follow the process when we are seekers of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added. And the enemy is out in this hour to make anyone slip up. He has no favoritism. No, he doesn't, just like God. He don't want us to follow the process. He wants us to slip. He wants us to setback. He wants to see downfall. But this is an hour that the Spirit of God said, I am the one, his power, that stopped the relapse. And this is what God, by faith, I believe, he going to stop that Satan has set up for us to lose, to break down, to bring disappointment to us, put us on slippery slope, to cause us to decrease. But this is a word tonight, a word to stop a relapse, because we are kingdom seekers. And the Spirit of God have to empower us and strengthen us. We're in the world, but we're not of this world. But so many in this hour who's in the body has fell in love with the world. The world came into the church, saints of God. And the Word of God says so. In that end time, the devil will seduce. There's a seducing spirit. And the spirit of the world have a seat in the church. Everywhere the believers go, Satan goes. You got to remember that. Everywhere Jesus went, Satan was right there. So he's everywhere, causing havoc and wanting you and I to relapse. But this is the word that the Spirit of God is encouraging you tonight, that you and I must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. The Spirit of God shall add and bring the increase. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. So this is a word to stop the enemy. Satan is our enemy tonight. But this is a word to stop relapse. And the Bible says in the end time there will be a great falling away. And there are so many people that go to church who's among us that are falling away. And they're asleep because they love the world. And they're chasing after things that's not going to produce. It's going to choke the word of God out of you and I. But this is a word to stop relapse. Because Satan knows our old desires. He knows those things that pleased us. And he's not going to bring anything in our lives that he knows that we don't like. We have to be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. And don't eat off his table at this hour as never before. Why? It's a seducing spirit to deceive and get us off course and goes into that place to stop growth. Why we're not following the formula, the principle of God, what he has set up in heaven and laid down on this earth for us to follow his orders, which is his word, saints of God. And so, but many want to do what they want to do. But there's nothing that's going to bring forth a harvest. It's going to be non-productive, unsuccessful, barren, and empty, like you're working in vain. But this is not an hour to work in vain. It's time to seek forth the kingdom of God and his righteousness so everything can be added. So this is an hour that God, because of his sovereign spirit, because of his love for us, sees the tricks of the evil one. And he's the only one can stop the relapse. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. My prayer request is I have another friend whose father was diagnosed with cancer, and the doctors haven't even called him to schedule any type of appointment with him, and he's in a lot of pain, so I want prayer for them. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
I do, Pastor. You know, I have my family history of stroke and stuff like that, and I've been really, really struggling with my weight, and I'm trying to stop smoking. Thank you.
Anyone else need a prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, this is so important, saints of God. And the Spirit of God sent us to listen tonight. Listen what he is speaking to us tonight. Why? It's not his will that we relapse. He wants us to follow the steps for sowing seed. He wants them to be in good grounds tonight so they can grow, so they can develop, so you and I can see results. If we follow the formula of the Word of God, it's very simple tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. For the Word of God, you say it's very simple. It's so simple, you say a fool cannot err. It's so simple. All we have to do is follow the steps of the process of sowing seed so we can achieve in this hour, so we can see the Spirit of the Lord bring development and growth and life to that seed. And there are so many on the verge of walking into a productive harvest, a crop that the Spirit of God said they shall accomplish in this hour. And they shall be blessed. And they're going to win and not lose. Because God allowed them to bring forth birth to yield that purpose that he set them in the earth. So I pray tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will undergird your people tonight. Those that's thriving. Those that who are survivors. Who have placed their seed in good soil, and they shall see harvest and yield because the seed has taken root. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will go into that place where they cannot see, because you see the enemy, because he's a spirit, and you see his works. So I ask by faith in Jesus' name, those precious seed that's represented the kingdom, that the Spirit of God this night will stop anything that will bring disorder for them to relapse, anything that will cause them to decline, stop it, Holy Spirit. Anything, God, that will stop growth, stop it, Holy Spirit. Arrest anything that will cause them, oh God, to fail tonight. I thank you for the Spirit of God will subdue it. Your word said to first bind the strong man so he cannot come in and spoil the good of our house. In Jesus' name, you must bind that strong man that desires to spoil the goods of their house tonight. And if you bind him, he is paralyzed and he cannot move. And the Spirit of God will bring him into a place that he's motionless. In Jesus' name, bind that strong man that desires to spoil the goods of your people's house tonight. That the Spirit of God will cause them to go forth in accomplishment. That they're going to arrive and they will not fail. And they're going to gain and not lose, that the Spirit of God will cause them to bring forth birth in this hour in their lives, and that the Spirit of God will cause them to have a good crop, a good harvest. And they're going to see the Spirit of God cause them to produce. And I thank you tonight that the strong man is buying in Jesus' name. And the goods of the house is not spoiled, but saved by the Holy Spirit. And those plants will come into maturity. Why? Because they're taking on good roots. And God, I praise you for it. But then there are those, oh God, who's caught up in the world, love the things of the world, and church is just a tradition. It's just a protocol that they follow what they want to follow. They will not follow the process and the steps. But the Spirit of the Lord love us. So, God, I thank you tonight that you go into that place where they're on the verge of relapse because they will not listen to the word of God. They're on a place, oh God, where things, the enemy is setting up to bring impoverishment, for their work to be in vain, for them to be feeble in their hands and everything that will wither. But I come by the authority of the name of Jesus that the mercy of God will redirect them tonight in Jesus' name. They repent because they stopped the process and they get back into motion again to follow the steps of the word of God, the orders that God has set up by his own principle and plan. They get into a place, oh God, that they will follow the process of the steps so they can walk in achievement, so they can grow, and they can see results of harvest to follow them. And only the mercy of God can stop the decline, can stop the decrease, because, Father, give them a heart. You must touch the reins of their hearts tonight. Anytime you touch the reins of our heart is changed and circumcised. Father, I thank you for a circumcision in the heart, that you touch the reins of the heart, where the heart will desire to please God tonight, so they can go into a place, oh God, where they are winners and not losers, where they can gain and finish and bring forth birth. And God, I praise you for it. Father, I thank you for this person that penned, said that the father has cancer. And it's a pollution in the body, a decay in the body. But I ask in Jesus' name that you cleanse that blood that has not been cleansed. Drive out the pollution in his blood cell and cause that cancerous spirit to come into remission. You say, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing virtues now to touch that father. Go into that place, his home, wherever he is at this moment. The Spirit of God will drive out disease. Cast out the spirit of disease with the word of God. And I thank you for your healing over this person now in Jesus' name. May I place your hand on your head, please. And Father, she said in the DNA of her family, they're stroke prone. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of stroke to be stopped by the Holy Ghost. And that the Spirit of God will go into Maddie and stop that spirit of smoking, that disease of smoking, that God will drive out that pollution in her lungs, and her body, they will wither up, and that root system will fail tonight in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of stroke, we renounce in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will give her favors in her body, that the spirit of weight gaining will decrease in Jesus' name. Give her food that's convenient for her body, God. Take over her taste bud in the name of Jesus. Give her food that's convenient for her body. It's your word. So her weight will be stable. And I thank you by faith that the spirit of stroke has been stopped by the spirit of the Holy One of Israel. And her desire to smoke has been eliminated by the blood of Jesus in the word of God. And I thank you now, Father, for healing in her body by faith in Jesus' name. And Father, I give you praise that this is a word of achievement, a word for growth, for it is harvest time, that the Spirit of God over your people as never before, because you ordered their steps by your word. You ordering their steps by your word, Psalm 119. Order their steps by your word, God. And when the enemy should come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord should lift up a standard against him for their sake, God, because they're overcomers. because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I thank you this night by faith. It's harvest time for your people. It's time for them to bring forth birth. For those things that you have set up for them before the foundation of the world, it's time for them to produce. And I give you praise. And I give you thanksgiving. And Sister Shirley sent in a prayer request. Sister Shirley, place your hand on your head, please. It's a time of opportunity for Sister Shirley. And the test that she must pass. I thank you for the love of God, the joy of the Holy Ghost, the peace of the Holy Ghost, the patience of God, the kindness of God, because she's a person that gives. The spirit of generosity is over her. I thank you for her faithfulness. The Spirit of God, give her a gentle spirit and give her a spirit of self-control. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I thank you that the Spirit of God will flood her spirit tonight, for these doors of opportunity to open for Sister Shirley, and she will pass the test because the Spirit of God who lives inside of her, the enabler, enable her to pass. And I thank you for these doors of opportunity by faith is released over her life tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I praise you for it. It's done, thanks to God. Believe by faith. Receive the word by faith. Do not doubt. It is your time. It is harvest time. Be blessed in Jesus' name. If you attend church on Sunday, bring your blessed oil in. I believe the Spirit of God will anoint that oil. It's not about the oil. It's about his anointing in the oil. He had me to do it 2 years before the pandemic. When we was, I think, at a park, and there were people that brought their oil, and the Spirit of God anointed that oil for them, not knowing a pandemic was coming forth, but the Spirit of God is always ahead of us to warn us and to prepare us. It's time for preparation, saints of God. Follow the process. If you get out of step, get back in step. Get back in order. It's so simple because God loves us with everlasting love. He does not desire that we relapse. He wants us to grow, produce, and bring forth birth. It is harvest time. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.